Begin the current Daven Mesechtas, Baba Kama Dav Pei Beis, begin 9 lines down to the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous Daf. That is, based on the concept of our previous Mishnah, which was talking about certain takanas that were instituted in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So the Gemara had mentioned either a Braisa or actually Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that had said there was 10 takanas that Yishuv ben Nun had instituted regarding the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara continues related, Asara takanas tikkun Ezra. There were 10 institutions that were instituted by Ezra HaSefer. That was when they came to back to Eretz Yisrael the second time after the first Galus, after the first Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So these 10 things were Shekaren b'mincha b'Shabbos, that we should read from the Torah by mincha in the afternoon on Shabbos. V'karen b'sheni b'chamishi, that we should read from the Sefer Torah by davening, which we do by Shacharis on Mondays and Thursdays. V'dan b'sheni b'chamishi, that the courts should be open on Mondays and Thursdays. U'mechabsim, that people should wash, launder their garments for the honor of Shabbos, b'chamishi b'Shabbos on Thursday. V'eichlin shum b'erev Shabbos, that people should eat garlic on Friday evenings, which the Gemara later on is going to explain the reasoning for that. That a woman should get up early on a day when she has to bake bread, she should bake in the morning, as the Gemara will later explain, so that there should be bread available for the poor people coming to the doors, so therefore she should bake her bread in the morning, so that during the day when they come, she can give them bread. That a woman should girdle herself with breeches, which are like these small types of pants, which she wears under her garments. That a woman should comb her hair with a comb on the day that she's going to immerse herself in the mikvah, because of chatzitza purposes, that there shouldn't be anything interposing from her hair and the mikvah water. And then immerse herself in the mikvah. And the Gemara later on is going to ask, similarly, this is a biblical law, as the Gemara is going to bring, and why we're calling it one of the Ezra's takanas. Also, v'shir reichlin, that the peddlers who bring fragrant spices for women to adorn themselves with, that they should be machzirin ba'yaris, that they should be able to travel freely throughout the cities, and that the people, the city inhabitants, should not be able to stop them and say, you're not allowed to come here to sell your wares. And finally, v'tikin tefillah l'bali ikarian, he instituted the halacha of immersing in the mikvah when the man has a seminal emission. So now the Gemara explains these 10 takanas of Ezra. The first one was Shiyukarin b'mincha b'Shabbos, that we should read from the Sefer Torah by mincha on Shabbos. The reason for that is Meshum Yeshvi Kranis, because of those who literally mean sit in the corners, meaning those who sit in stores and are busy with commerce and business, that all week long they're busy with business, and therefore they don't even read from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. So because of them, he instituted a special Kriya on Shabbos afternoon, again to add and compliment for their learning that they should have, which is going to be on Minchan Shabbos, where no one's working on Shabbos. The second takana was Rishiyu Karin Mishenim Chamishi, that they should read from the Sefer Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. On that, the Gemara asks, Ezra Tikkun? Are you telling me Ezra was Misakan this? V'Meikara Hav Misakan. This was an old takana way before Ezra Sefer. The time like Linda Brysa. The pasuk in Shemais tells us when the Jews were traveling in the desert. It says Vayechu Shleishes Yom Bamidbar. The Jews were traveling for 3 days in the desert. V'Lo Matzu Mayim. They didn't find water. Now, although literally that's what it means, but Dershe Rishumis Amr, those who expound the Pesukim, they say, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, there are certain levels of reading the Torah. And although on the simple translation that was what happened, but in the deeper level is Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Water is a reference to Torah. Shem, like it says the Pesuk in Yeshaya, Hai Kol Tzamei, woe for all those who are thirsty, L'chula Mayim, go for water, where that's a reference to go ahead and find, satiate yourself with the words of Torah. Now, so what the pasuk is telling us is, Kimin shahol chashleishes yom b'lei Torah, since they traveled for 3 days without learning Torah, nilu, they became weary. They were worn out. They started complaining because they needed some Torah. Because just like there's a physical thirst, there's a spiritual and emotional thirst that a person has to. So amdu nevim shebineihem v'tiknulhem. So the prophets amongst the Jewish people at that time stood up and instituted for them, shiukarin b'Shabbos, that they should read from the Torah on Shabbos. And then not read from the Torah on Sunday. V'karin b'sheni, and then read from the Torah on Monday. And then not to read on Tuesday and on Wednesday. V'karin b'chamishi, and then to read the Torah on Thursday. U'mafsikin erev Shabbos, and not read on Friday. Kadesh le'yilinu gimel yom b'lei Torah, so they shouldn't spend 3 days without learning Torah. So therefore, there's always going to be something, at least within 3 days of the other, of reading from the Torah. So the Gemara asks, so see, it's not Ezra. This was already back in the times of the prophets, way before Ezra that they were misakin this idea about not having 3 days without Torah. So why are we saying this was Ezra's account of Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, so therefore then we get every 3 days? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Meikara, but originally, Tiknu Chad Gavra Tlasa B'suka. They originally had instituted to read from the Torah, but it was one person, what we call an aliyah, with just three psukim, or inami, or even if you could say Tlasa Gavri, that there was three people, but just Tlasa B'suka. The three people each reading one pasuk, which was for a total of three psukim. Keneged Kahan Melevim Israel, which correlated to Kahan Melevim Israel. Now, also, who Tikin Tlasa Gavri? Now, Ezra came along and instituted there should be three people, Vasar psukim, and 10 psukim, meaning a sum total of 10 psukim. Keneged Asar Batlan, which correlates to the 10 idle people, meaning these are upstanding individuals who are idle from work to involve themselves in Tzarchi Tzibur, in the needs of the public, to come to shul and be available to always have 10 people to daven for a minyan, and they get supported from the public. That's what Ezra was misakin. So yes, they always had the Kriyas HaTorah, but he made it into, besides three psukim, to make it into 10 psukim. Or if it was one person, to make it into three people. The third takana that Ezra was misakin was V'dan B'sheni V'chamishi, that the courts are open on Mondays and Thursdays. And that explains the Gemara, because the Shechichi, because that's when people are around, the Asul HaMikra B'Sifra, because they're anyways coming to the places of Torah to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So once people are coming anyways from the villages to come to hear Kriyas HaTorah, Mondays and Thursdays, so that's when the courts are open, because that's when people are around. Fourth takana was, V'shiyu mechabsim mechamish b'Shabbos, that people should launder, should wash their clothing on Thursday. The reason is, Mishum kovet Shabbos, because of honor for Shabbos. Friday you have to be ready to be doing the things basic then. To do heavy laundry, you want to be able to do that on Thursday, being prepared for Shabbos. The fifth takana was, V'shiyu eichlin shum be'er b'Shabbos, that they should eat garlic on Friday evenings. The reason for that is, Mishum eina, because the mitzvah of marital relations is on Friday night, as the Gemara is going to shortly quote from Rabbi Yehuda. And garlic increases the seed, which would help propagate. It says the pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Asher pirya yitain be'itai, which this is the first parak of Tehillim, that which his fruits will be given out in its appropriate time. And Rabbi Yehuda said, v'itim, and some say it was Rav Nachman, v'itim, Rav Kana, some say it was Rav Kana, v'itim, and some say it was Rav Yechanan. What is that a reference to? The reference is someone that has marital relations every Friday night. That's the person that period mi'itai, and that's appropriate time. And again, since that's the time of having marital relations on Friday night, so that's the time when you want to be eating garlic. Because as the Gemara brings, turn on the Braisa, Chamisha Devarim Nemer Bishum. There were five characteristics that were said regarding garlic. First of all, Masbiya, it satiates a person, makes him full. Umashchin, it warms up the body. Umatzal ponim, it shines the face. Umar bahazer, and that's the primary one why we say we eat garlic on Friday night, like Ezra's masakim, because it increases the seed. The hayri kinim shebibne ma'ayim, and it also kills the parasites in the intestines. The yeshem, and some say machnes ahav, it actually introduces love, because it rejoices the heart. Umaytse sakina, and it removes jealousy. The sixth takan of Ezra was v'shtei isha mashkemes va'if, a woman should get up early and bake her bread. And the reason is, k'dei sh'tei pas mitzui la'anim, so that there should be bread available for the poor people when they come knocking on the doors throughout the day, she'll have the bread already baked for the money to give them. The seventh takan was v'shtei isha chigeres b'sinner, that a woman should girdle herself with breeches, with these small pants that she wears underneath her clothing. And the reason is, Mishum Tznius, because of modesty, and that's because to distance her from sin, which there's another layer, another barrier between her and other people. The eighth takana was, V'shtei isha chefefes v'tevelas, that a woman, before she goes to immerse herself in the mikveh, she should first comb her hair, and then immerse herself in the mikveh. On that, the Gemara asks, Dairaisi, what are you saying? That's Ezra's takan. It's a biblical law. To turn, we learn the Braisa. The Pasuk Mikra says, V'rachatz es besari b'mayim, that he immerses his flesh in water, which sounds like that the basar, his flesh, has to touch the water. Which means, Shalehei davachaitzis bein besari l'mayim, that there shouldn't be anything interposing between his skin and the water. Now, when it says es besari, it could have just said V'rachatz besari b'mayim. What's es? So always es is a term of a ribui, which is esatafel lebesari, that which is secondary to a person's skin. Umayni, what is that? That's sar, that's a person's hair. That there also, there shouldn't be anything interposing between the hair and the water. So what he's saying, Ezra was masakin to comb, so there shouldn't be anything interposing, that's a biblical law. So Amadi said, no, dairaisa li yuni. According to biblical law, it's enough to just analyze one's hair. Dilma Mikter, maybe there's, it's not a inami, or maybe ma'avis midi, maybe something got stuck on it, that's filth. Mishum chatzitza, because of interposition. However, as Gemara continues on the base, vasa ihu tikin chafifa. But Ezra came along and he instituted to comb with a comb as to distance the person from making a mistake and not noticing if there is a knot or if there's something stuck. So according to biblical law, you don't have to comb. If you had to, then you would, but you would just have to check. He instituted you always have to do chafifa before there's a tefillah. The ninth icon of Ezra was shireichlin machzirim bayaris, that the peddlers who sell all these spices and all these perfumes should be able to travel throughout the cities. The reason is mishum tachshite nashim, because of the woman's adornments, kedeshli is ganu abalem, that they shouldn't be repulsive to their husbands. They need these people that sell them all these perfumes and spices and adornments, and that's what the reichlim sell. So therefore, as I said, that let them sell, let them go around, because we want the women to have how to beautify themselves with their husband. And finally, the tenth icon was v'tikin tvila labal yekari, and he instituted the halacha of immersing in the mikveh for a person that has a seminal emission that becomes a balkari. That the Gemara has deraisu. That's Ezra's takana. The halacha of balkari requiring a tefillah is a biblical law. That's like it says the pasuk miYikra. It says v'ish ki seitim in hashech v'zer, a man that the emission of seed will come out from him. So v'rachatz, and the girsa is, and he'll wash b'mayim eskol besari, in water all his flesh. So you see that's a biblical halacha. So why are you saying it's Ezra's takana? So the Gemara says, "Deraisu l'trum of a kaddishim." That pasuk, which saying a biblical halacha that someone that had an emission of seed has to go into the mikveh, that's to consume truma or for kaddishim purposes. So who tikkun afila divrei Torah? Ezra came along and he was masakin even to learn Torah, meaning that you shouldn't learn until you immerse yourself in the mikveh. That was Ezra's takana, which wasn't around before his takana. A related discussion again regarding 10 things. Like we said before, regarding Ezra's takanas, regarding Yeshua's Masakin. So, Asar Dvam Nemer Be Yerushalayim. There were 10 things that were said regarding Yerushalayim. First of all, in a bayis chalut ba. Although generally, when you're in a walled city and the person sells his house, the halacha is that he can only redeem it up to a year. After that point, he can't redeem it anymore and it's sold forever to the guy who sold it to. Regarding Yerushalayim, although it is a walled city, there is no halacha of chalut, which means say that it's concluded and it's sold forever to that person, which like a regular Bate Arechaima. Rather, there is going to be redemption if he wants to redeem it. And actually, if it reaches Yovel and he didn't redeem it, then that actually goes out on Yovel like Bate Arechatzerim, like open walled cities. The halacha is if you sell it, then it does go back to you after the 50th year. That's going to be the same halacha by a city, by a house in the city of Yerushalayim. Also, ve'inim avi egla arufa. Although generally, if they find a dead person, they don't know who murdered him on the road, so they measure which is the closest city, and that those city elders have to bring the calf that gets decapitated. In Yerushalayim, if that's the closest city, they do not bring egla arufa. Also, ve'inim nasis eran nidachas. Although generally, part of the city inhabitants make the rest of the city members serve avodah zarah, idol worship, so then they're what's called the ir hanidachas, and they all get killed out. Yerushalayim does not become ir hanidachas. Also, ve'inim etam b'negayim. Although generally, if a house has a negat saras in it, then there's certain halachas that have to be done to that house. They have to break down that part of the wall and then the whole house. A house in Yerushalayim does not become susceptible to that tumah of negayim. And another halacha of Yerushalayim is ve'imitzin bazizin. We do not stick out beams that come out of the walls, beguzuz terais, and this what's called a merpeset, which is like a porch that goes on a higher second story going outwards. In Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to have that coming out of the walls, the beams or these porches. And ve'in leisin ba ashpasis, you're not allowed to make garbage dumps. Ve'in leisin ba kivshainis, and you don't make kilns, which is where they burn the lime to make pots. Ve'in leisin ba ginus or pardesis, you're not allowed to make gardens and orchards in Yerushalayim. Chutz meginis vradin, except for the rose garden, which was the name of a certain garden, which was actually necessary in the times of the Beis Hamikdash for keteris, for the incense, which is called, as the Brodah Masechet is kriyas davav meralf, what's called kipas hayarden, which is amber. The reason why it's called kipas hayarden is because it's normal for these roses to grow at the edge of the Jordan of the Yarden. Which this rose garden, shayim imeis nevim rishayim, was already around from the days of the earlier prophets. And ve'emagalim b'tarnagelin, you're not allowed to raise chickens. Ve'emalin b'asameisin, you cannot have a dead person spend the night in Yerushalayim, and that is if a person died that day, you have to bury him immediately. So now the Gemara explains these 10 things that apply to Yerushalayim. So the first, the halacha was, Ein habayis chalot ba. The house does not become concluded to the one who bought it by the end of the first year. Because it says in the Pasuk in Mayik, which talks about this halacha of Bate Arichayma, which again is a house in the walled city that usually gets concluded after the first year that the person can't redeem it anymore. So it says there in Pasuk, Per Chafei Pasuk Lamed, it says, V'yim lo yigoyl ad ben lo yis lo yishanu tamim. If the person doesn't redeem it until the end of a complete year. So the Pasuk says, as our Gemara quotes, V'kama bayis, so then the house stands up, Asher lo yichayma, which has a wall to it, lets misis forever, like koin leisim, for the one who purchased it, l'dereisav, for his generations. Now, says the Gemara, B'ksavar, the Tana who is teaching this halacha holds, L'inishchalkal Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the tribes, and therefore who is going to go ahead and acquire it to this person? Like Kaina Yisai, how could you acquire it? It's not owned by any individual, though people live in Yerushalayim, it's not owned by any Shevet, and therefore it cannot be sold, and therefore the halacha about the Rechaimah, like Kaina Yisai, which lets me say, does not apply. Second halacha is ve'einu mevi egla rufa. The city inhabitants of Yerushalayim do not bring, although the dead person on the road was closest to Yerushalayim, they do not bring the decapitated calf. Tachseh, because it says in the pasuk in Devarim, which explains this halacha of egla rufa, it says ki yimatzei chol ba'adam. If you're going to find a dead person on the ground, asher Hashem lekecha noyz lecha lerishta, which Hashem your God has given to you for inheritance. And again, the same idea we said regarding the first halacha, for Yerushalayim, l'nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not given over to be divided amongst the tribes. It's owned by all of Klal Yisrael. It's not a Yerusha for any individual, for the city inhabitants of Yerushalayim, and therefore it's not considered l'rishta, and therefore the halacha of Egla Rufa would not apply. Third halacha is, ve'ena nasis ir anidachas. The city of Yerushalayim does not become a rejected city, which again, all the inhabitants become, they kill them out. Because the Chassid says a pasuk in Devarim, which describes this halacha of Eir Nidachas, which it says, Arecha, your city. Now, Arecha sounds like that you know whose city, who's your, as is designated to certain individuals. And again, for the same reason, Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the tribes. It wasn't given over to specific people as inheritance. So it's not Arecha, and that's why the Eir Nidachas halacha doesn't apply. Fourth halacha is, V'in metama b'negoyim, that the house in Yerushalayim does not contract tuma of negaim if it has a nega. That's it, because it says a pasuk in Vayikra, it says v'nasati nega tzaras. I'm going to place an affliction of tzaras beveis eretz achuzaskam in the house of the land of your inheritance. And again, the same concept here. V'yushalayim l'nischak l'shvat. Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the tribes. Again, it's not a yerusha for people, so the halacha will not apply. Fifth halacha was ve'im etzin bazizin beguz terayis. You can't have beams or porches overhanging, sticking out from the houses in Yerushalayim. The reason for this is b'nei oyel ha-tuma, because of a canopy of tuma, and that is because maybe there's going to be an olive-sized piece of a dead person which is on the ground underneath this beam or this porch. Now this porch will then be leaning over any person that walks by, and it's going to be increasing tuma. And therefore, in Yerushalayim is a place where people have to eat kachim, and there's a lot of truma. So for that purposes, you can't have any overhangs, because then there might be something of tuma, which then the person will be walking under that overhang and become tuma. And additionally, another reason is mishum delei saska oil regalim. A lot of people come up to Yerushalayim because they have three times the year, alila, regularly have to come up to Yerushalayim for the yomtiv. And so we don't want to have things projecting, sticking out, because people are going to get injured. So that's a second reason why you now that have the zizin and gusistroi sticking out in Yerushalayim. Sixth halacha was ve'in oisim ba'ashpasa. So now make garbage dumps in Yerushalayim. The reason is mishum shkatzim, because of shiratzim, that these vermin, they grow in the garbage dumps. And again, they increase tumah because they die there and they transmit tumah. And there's a lot of kachim in Yerushalayim where people eat their kachim kalim, like karban shlamim. And because of that, we don't want to have any vermin around which could transmit tumah when they die. Seventh halacha was ve'in oisim ba'kivshaynis, and I'll make any kilns that burn, these large ovens that burn the lime to make these pots, mishum kutra, because it makes a lot of smoke, which is going to darken the walls of Yerushalayim, and it's degrading, it's not honorable, it's not according to the dignity of Yerushalayim to have these blackened walls. The eighth halacha is ve'in oisim ba'ginus pardes, and I'll make gardens or orchards in Yerushalayim. The reason is mishum sircha, because of the smell, and that is because in the garden or any orchard, you're going to have some grass that goes bad, and they're going to throw that out. That's going to be there in Yerushalayim. It's going to cause a stench. And also, generally, by gardens, they're fertilized, which again has a bad smell, and it's not appropriate to have that in Yerushalayim. The ninth halacha is ve'ima gadlam batan, the girl not allowed to raise chickens in Yerushalayim, is mishum kachim. Again, as we said, in Yerushalayim, there's a lot of kachim, a lot of karbanos that are eaten over there. Now, chickens generally peck at garbage, and they bring the flesh of the shiratzim in their mouth, which again might touch kachim and transmit tumah and invalidate the kachim, so therefore we're not allowed to have chickens either. And finally, the 10th halach is ve'ein malinim ba'asames, you can't have a dead person stay overnight in Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, that it's Gemara, it's a teaching, it's a tradition we have in our hands, which as Rashi says, but we don't have the reason for this halacha, why this is so. The Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that said, Ima gadlan chazir mechal makim. So it spoke about regarding livestock, small ones, not having Yerushalayim. Then it said, you're not allowed to raise swine anywhere. So the Gemara explains the reason for this halacha. Turn upon the b'risa. When the household of the Chashmonaim, who had become the kings of the Jewish people during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, when later on, when they were feuding, when the household were fighting one against the other, so Hyrcanus was on the inside, he was in Yerushalayim, and his brother Aristobulus, who was fighting with him regarding who's going to have the kingdom, he was on the outside, he was laying siege to Yerushalayim. Now every single day, those on the inside would lower down from the wall, lahem, to those on the outside, bukupa, in a box, dinarin, coins from the Trumas HaLishka, to those on the outside to purchase karbanos to meet them, because they didn't have animals anymore inside the supply in Yerushalayim, so they took the money of the Trumas HaLishka and would lower it to those on the outside, v'yamalem, to meet them, those on the outside, who were still Jews, they were just fighting regarding who's going to have the kingdom, they would give them karbanos, animals, to be able to sacrifice as a carbon tamid. Now, Ayesham Zakin Echad, there was one elderly man, Shayamakir B'chachmas Yavanis, who recognized, who knew how to communicate with the certain type of aristocratic Greek type of language. So Amalahem, he signaled to those on the outside, Kozman Sha'iskim Avaida, you don't get it. As long as those on the inside are going to be involved in doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the carbon tumah that you're supplying to them, they're not going to be given over to your hands. What are you doing? You're actually shooting yourself in the foot by giving them the carbon tumah, then you're never going to win. So lamacha, the next day, shushlo dinar b'kupa. So those on the inside did as they always do. They lowered down coins over the wall in a box. But v'halem chazir, those on the outside now gave them and lifted up for them a swine. Kivin she'giyu l'chatzi achem, and once it reached halfway up the wall, no'atz tziparnav b'chemes, so the chazir stuck its fingernails in the wall, which that's what a chazir does when it's being dragged, it tries sticking its fingers in to hold back. V'nizdaz eretz Yisrael, arba meiz parzal, arba meiz parzal. So the whole of Eretz Yisrael shook an area of 400 amis square. Now, ba'isa sha'amru, it was at that moment that they said, first of all, cursed is the person that raises swine, as we see what this was, what ended up coming from such a thing. The and cursed is the person that teaches his son this type of language of the Greeks, because we see how what this type of communication that led to. Now, additionally, the Gemara tells Val Isa Shoshaninu is at that time, which was, as the Gemara brings in Masechta Simnachas and Samach Dal and Beis, that the Omer, which usually would come from a place close to Yerushalayim, because it has to be right away that when you reap it to bring it as a carbon Omer, it has to be caramel, it has to be still be soft. But it was at that time when the outer people were laying siege to the inner one, where the whole area was desolate, that Maisa Shabo Omer Meginas Hatzrifim, that actually the Omer had to come from a further away place from Yerushalayim, from a place called Ginas Hatzrifim, because again they had destroyed everything around the vicinity, all the crop from the fields outside of Yerushalayim. And Veshteh Alechem Ibikas Ein Seicher, and Veshteh Alechem, which the Omer comes on the second day of Pesach, and Veshteh Alechem, the two loaves of bread come on Shavuos, that they had to come from the valley of Ein Seicher, again the name of a place, from a far distance, because again they had laid siege and there was no way to get it. But again, that's where this halacha of the Mishnah comes from, that you shouldn't raise swine, as we see from that incident what ended up happening, that this was the beginning of the end, when they had, instead of bringing a carbon tamid, had lifted up a swine to bring up to those in Yerushalayim.